Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's find out what's happening with your San Diego Padres.
That's a fair ball. Paul Fair over the bag at first base.
It's time to go inside the clubhouse on Friar Friday, right here on Gwynn and Chris, on your home of the Padres, 97.3 The Fan.
Friar Fridays, and we are at Petco Park, and one of our favorite Friars, Mr. Franmil Reyes, joins us here on Gwynn and Chris. How are you, big fella?
I am good. How are you guys?
Has anybody ever called you anything but big fella? Like, ever? Have you ever been like the little fella in any circumstance, anywhere?
No, happy. Oh, yeah. Some people do it for fun.
For fun.
Yeah.
It's like calling you Smalls, even though you're big, right? I got you.
Okay, I got you. Hey, how'd that home run feel last night? Take us through that. I mean, you've been swinging it, I think, pretty good all year. And it seems like the last 3 or 4 weeks, you've been starting to get some good results.
Feel great. I mean, 3-2 count, I got the pitch I was looking for, and thank God I got it done.
I want to ask a little bit about that first 3-4 weeks of the season where you're lacing balls up and they're seemingly finding a defender every swing. Was it frustrating, and how did you try to stay away from falling into the trap of trying to do more, even though you were swinging the bat so well?
I mean, obviously, us like as a player, we feel bad sometimes, but I would say if we can't control where the ball is going to land, we're going to be hitting over 500.
Right.
I was hitting the ball hard. I was trying to stay in the same thing I was doing, and finally, they're getting and landing where nobody can catch it.
That's what I said. I said, he's got to start hitting it where they can't catch it. That worked out pretty well for you. Franmil Reyes is with us, SDCCU fan hotline. It's Friar Fridays. Do you feel the love from the fans in San Diego? I think everybody just is a Franmil Reyes fan. I haven't met anybody yet who isn't.
Yeah. Like I am always in social media, and I see all the comments from the fans. I'm sharing on the Franimal. I love it.
The Franimal.
Yeah. Really love the love they're showing for me and for the team.
Now, one of the things I noticed about you last year, you came back up the second time, and when you got to two strikes, you were spread out, kind of get a little wider in the box. This year with two strikes, you're not doing that as much. Is that just a sign of you being comfortable, however, in your normal stance, even with two strikes this year?
No. Something that I don't know if you guys knew, I for something between two-strike approach and less than two strikes. So now my batting stance is basically like between those two. And you just stay there. Yeah. I feel really comfortable with that.
What size bat do you use? I'm curious because it looks like it's a pencil in your hands.
Is it
bigger than a lot of other guys' bats, or is it normal size or what?
Last year I was swinging 33 and a half, 31. This year I'm swinging 34, 32.
So you went up a little bit this year.
Yeah, just a little. Hey,
it blew my mind. I came down in Cincinnati. We was there. And I said, "Man, let me hold your bat," because I kept looking at him and I was like, "This bat looks super small." And I picked it up. I was like, "This is a 33 and a half. And he was But that was what that indicated to me, that you understood what was needed at the plate.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't up there swinging a heavy bat. You wanted to control the bat a little bit. And
I like to feel my bat.
Okay.
He also likes to feel the ball hit the bat. And we asked him down in Peoria how he's able to hit the ball so hard. He had the best answer of the season. Do you remember what you said? I'm a big guy.
Yeah.
That's what you said. I'm a big guy, so I hit it a long way. How do you control not over swinging, though? Because it does seem, as a big guy, you feel there's probably times you come up and go, "Man, I really want to crush one here," and that doesn't always serve you well as a hitter.
I have seen some pitches this year and last year. Some pitches I'm looking for, and I miss a foul ball because I swing over hard. So I try to stay away from that and just put a good swing on the ball. I know it's going to go far.
Franmil, for you personally, like, what do you think your ceiling is? Because when I watch you, man, I think you could be one of these guys in this league that's not only a guy who drives the ball out of the ballpark and drives in a whole bunch of runs, but you could be a guy that hits for a high average. And it just seems like each and every at-bat you take, you're getting better and better. I mean, it is a goal for you to be an all-around offensive player, because in the game today, you really only have to hit some homers and get on base a little bit, right?
Yeah. Tony, I really don't want to be just a big guy who hit homers. Yeah. I want to be a hitter.
Like it. Yeah.
Every time I talk to my hitting coach, and Damon Inslee is that word that they always told me. You are a good hitter with power.
Right. It's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Good way to look at it. Franmil Reyes is with us. It's our Friar Friday interview here at Petco Park. Last thing, my friend, as this season goes along and you look back at last season, what do you think you have improved upon the most this year from last year?
I'll say my defense. Like, always, yeah. my answer will be my defense. I know my defense is not in the high level, and every day I work on my defense, I know I'm going to be a better player and take myself to the next level.
What type of things do you want to see yourself improve defensively? I mean, we know you can catch the ball.
Yeah.
So what are the things that you're trying to improve out there?
It's just like in the jumps on the baseball. Try to get quicker to the ball. Obviously, I'm working with my strength conditioners every day, game running out there and try to practice in the BP too.
Franmil Reyes, thanks so much for joining us. I just wish one more thing before we let you go. You're a Major League Baseball player. Try to have a little fun out there.
Oh, yeah.
Because clearly you have a hard time.
He seems to have a problem in that area. No, he doesn't. We love him. The SS Reyes, Franimal, big fella. Thanks so much
all
for taking
those.
The time. All
Thank
of that.
You. One more thing. Manny Margot just got a haircut.
What? That's nice.
Oh, that's going to be going viral.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.